Our hero this week is a wonderful man who I have just learned about because of the movie that we're doing this week on Let's Go to the Movies, which is the PBS series Music Makes a City about the Louisville Orchestra. And the Charlie Farnsley was the mayor of Louisville who had such an important hand in developing and supporting the Louisville Orchestra and becoming literally the leading orchestra in the country, if not the world, in modern music, going around the world and sponsoring and funding some of the top new composers around the world and writing new pieces. It's an extraordinary story of the contribution of art and culture to making a place great, including the health of the economy. I think there's a tremendous relationship between art and culture and the strength of an economy. And watching Mayor Farnsley help to support and build the Louisville Orchestra is an inspiring story. Anyway, so it got me very interested in looking into Charlie Farnsley. And one of the things I discovered is he started a press on sort of Southern culture and Southern literature called Lost Cause Press. And then I discovered that he had invented or created one of my favorite whiskeys in the world, Rebel Yell Whiskey. And even better, he was a lawyer by training. After he was mayor, he went back to practicing law. But then ran for Congress, was up in Congress for 2 years. While he was there, he contributed to the creation of the National Endowment of the Arts. But after 2 years, refused to run again, quit and went back to Louisville, wanted nothing to do with Washington. Any man who can accomplish the things that he accomplished, I say, is an incredible Renaissance man. And it's a wonderful story. When you look at his whole life history, it proves that one person can make an enormous difference in a very real way to the health and wealth of their community and society. It's a very interesting story of leadership.